issues, you know, whether it's, you know, getting involved in the wrong spot, committing suicide. It's been a huge issue amongst our youth as well. There's a lot of issues that are coming up that we got to address. And that's because our even as a community, our issues are actually, you know, we're not, you know, coming together as a community. I don't exactly understand the question in particular you're asking.
The question is that I want to bring you to the point that alcohol causes almost 100,000 deaths a year. Then a doctor's mistakes in the hospital cause 30,000 deaths. Every day, there's 10 people who commit suicide. Almost 4,000 people commit suicide. Then there's almost 4,500 person a year dies because of overdose or opiate or other drug users, right? And if you talk about the gun violence and the crimes by the guns, only few hundreds. Like, I think there was only a few hundred murders by the gun violence.
Absolutely.
You're talking a lot about to handle this gun crime issues. When we look at large, alcohol is killing hundreds of thousands of people. Suicide is the big issue, or doctor mistakes is a big issue. Why are your parties not talking about these issues, that this is what happening?
Actually, we have. So when it comes to some of the challenges with drugs, you know, it was a Liberal Party, and this member sitting beside me who actually voted in favor of legalizing drugs. They claim that they're going to kill the underground economy. It's going to be safer. However, a report came out yesterday that said that 40% of hospitalization of youth is marijuana related, and 20% is alcohol related. The underground economy is actually booming, 70% more, according to Windsor studies. So, you know, when we give access to drugs, it has caused issues. When it comes to mental health, it's a huge challenge. A lot, especially in our community, there's a huge stigma that's attached to it. Our party actually set up the Canadian Mental Health Commission to make sure we add more funding to that to support them. When it comes to driving, you know, hired or on alcohol, that's a huge challenge. And when the Liberals, you know, made marijuana legal, they didn't give the police the tools they needed. Mm-hmm. And now on October 17th, edibles are going to be actually legal as well. So marijuana in different baked goods and candies, and Halloween is coming across, you know, in a few weeks as well. So, you know, I want to ask our parents to be vigilant on that. So there are issues like that we're resolving. Our party has said we're going to look at regulations to make sure we protect the most vulnerable, those that need help. You know, obviously we're not going to make it illegal because they've already done it. There's a whole industry that got built around it. Our job is to make sure to stand up for that. We voted against it when laws were actually being voted on. They did not. They actually stood up and voted in favor of it. And so we're going to make sure we tackle that. When it comes to opiate crisis, it's a huge issue we're facing in our community as well. Addictions need to be supported. When you legalize drugs, there should have been addiction funding as well. We didn't see that either. So we got to make sure we protect that.
Ruby, you just mentioned that your government released $64 million to tackle the gun violence in Ontario here. In 2018, only 249 people died with the gun violence. But as I mentioned, suicides, overdose, there's many, many hundreds percent over than the gun violence. The death is a death.
Yes.
So how much money has been released to tackle those problems?
More money than we've released for the province for gun violence, that's for sure. This has been a big concern for our government. Mental health has been top of mind. It has been brought up many times. Even the health transfer that we made to the province, the new bilateral agreement that we made with the province of Ontario refers to this issue in particular, and has earmarked specific money just to deal with mental health issues and also to deal with in-home care for seniors, which is a big rising issue in our population as well. So we're definitely tackling these issues. When I sit down and talk to organizations that support youth on the ground or addiction organizations, they were underfunded through the conservative cuts. The previous government did not put funding in this area. We've been trying to tackle this opioid issue all over the country where it's arising. We know we have a big issue. I just talked to a pharmacist the other day that even in Brampton at the Great Lakes Pharmacy, there are people coming in that are addicted to opiates, and it would be not even the usual suspects, people you would never think that have good family lives, have children, fathers and mothers that have gotten addicted. And we need to be able to give the resources that are needed on the ground, and our government has been in the proof over the last 4 years providing these supports and will continue to provide these supports. You're right, it's a big issue, and the root causes should be addressed. I know marijuana is being addressed right now, but the tax money is going into educating. And previously, the stats were showing that youth in Canada are amongst the highest users in amongst G7 countries. So it's already a problem, and we need to find new solutions to tackle this problem. Mm-hmm. So our government has put regulations in place, and those that are caught selling marijuana to a minor, there is a very hefty punishment of over 15 years, up to 15 years in prison. So we are putting those regulations
Thank
in
you.
Place. And
Melissa, what's your say on it? Guns that killed only 218 people in 2018, suicide 4,500, and then alcohol 100,000, doctor's mistakes 30,000. That's a big, huge numbers of other causes of unnecessary, unwanted deaths. And everybody is talking about the gun violence. A death is a death. What's your say about it?
Those numbers are horrific, and they should go down. And as I door knock, we have Brampton Civic Hospital right in our riding, and that's the number one thing that I hear is our healthcare. Our healthcare services, we haven't been getting the attention we need. We have one hospital for 600,000 residents for the entire city of Brampton. We've been neglected for decades. It's time that we get a focus back on Brampton and put additional resources, not only just in our hospitals, but our programs and services, so we don't have people addicted to opioids. We don't have people creating gun violence and crimes on our streets, so we have a safer Brampton. Right now, no politician is looking at Brampton and paying attention and voicing our concerns, and it's time we have a strong voice that's actually going to speak up for Bramptonians and get the job done.
All right, thank you. Arpan, you have 30 seconds to react to the both of these candidates.
Yeah, I think we all sit at the stage. We all agree that we have more has to be done, whether it's mental health, whether it's drug addictions. I think that's what we have to focus on. As someone who's been through mental health challenges growing up in university and high school, it's not easy actually going through those challenges, especially in our community, when there's a huge stigma attached to it, when there's underfunding, when there's a generational gap as well, where our parents don't know what's going on. So I think we have to increase that awareness. We have to increase funding, and we've got to make sure that we're there with this financial support as well. When we go door knocking, we talk to our youth, our young folks, it comes up that we don't know where to go to get these services.
All right.
So we're looking at making sure we actually have support for that.
Ruby, as we are debating this issue in 2 hours, there's one person, at the average in 2 hours, one person dies because of overdose, one person dies, commit the suicide in these 2 hours. These are the numbers. But we're not talking about them. So what's your 30 seconds rebuttal to these two candidates?
Yeah, I think Mr. Khanna might be in the wrong party, because although I agree with his sentiments, his party has shown in the past and is showing provincially, the Conservatives have been cutting and cutting and cutting. If you talk to any mental health organization, any health team, they're facing cuts. They're not getting increased funding to deal with these problems. They're getting less nurses in the hospital. They're getting less funding to deal with the issues on the ground, whether it's our addiction centers here in Brampton, whether it's our Punjabi Community Health Services. Feel free to go and talk to some of the workers that are dealing with these issues on the ground firsthand and ask them which party supports them.
All right, thank you. As you directly pointed to Arpan Khanna, Arpan, you have 15 seconds.
You know, this is typical liberal behavior, blaming other governments for their own failures. They had 4 years of a federal government they could have spoken up on. They didn't. They failed to do that. And they're going to keep putting the blame on it. We're going to keep fighting for a national strategy when it comes to various these mental health issues. I'm going to be fighting for that personally, is to make sure there's a national mental health strategy. So I don't think you should play party politics with
Thank
this
you.
Issue.
My third question, can I start from the Ruby Sota? Ruby Sota, the liberal gun control policy talks about banning and buying back assault starter rifles, including infamous AR-15. Why are we talking about AR-15 in Canada when there are literally no AR-15 related violence incidents in Canada? What it will do.
Nor do we want there to be. I mean, all assault rifles, there's no place for them in our country. We have seen that Canadians are vastly in support of this. I haven't been to a single door where anyone has said, I needed an assault rifle, military-style weapon for sport or for any other activity, nor is it needed on farming. So what is the use of having these types of weapons in our country? I don't think we should be waiting for any more mass shootings or any incidences of that type to happen. We need a government to take action and make sure that there is no place for these types of weapons here. So I think it's a very good position to take. I think Canadians have been waiting a very long time for some government to take action on this. And we wanted to make sure that in this election, we have support on this issue. So some people have asked me, you know, why wait now? So before we did strengthen laws, background checks on gun purchases, we did that in C-71. And this is our next step. Because we did not mention in our platform last time, we want to make sure we have support on the ground. And if we are elected again, we are going to make sure that assault rifles are not available in Canada.
Right now,
any
the
type.
Majority assault rifle shotguns in urban area, yes, shotguns, people can own the shotguns, but majority, they are banned. So majority crimes are done by the illegal guns. In 2018, 22% gun seized, they were domestic, and the rest, 78 were from USA source.
So after talking to the police agencies on those numbers, even they have admitted that it is very hard for them, and they have not put the resources necessary to make sure they can track where all of these guns are coming from. So they know the source of about 50% of the guns they have been seized, but they don't know the source of every gun that they seize. Mm-hmm. And so the source is unknown. There are guns that are being sold by irresponsible gun sellers. There are guns that are stolen from Canadians that have legally purchased these weapons. Right. And there's guns that come over the border.
Thank you. Arpan, what will be your government's priority? To ban AR-15 or to ban illegal guns?
See, brother, as you mentioned earlier, that most of the gun crimes that are happening are from illegal guns. You know, for me, gun crime is gun crime, and we got to make sure we tackle it. The biggest challenge I see is that criminals are not following the rules. It's the criminals. You know, they're using whatever tools and measures they have to go in and cause issues. So until we get tough on criminals and not put their rights ahead of victims, you're going to have a lot of these gun crimes. That's why our party and our leader has actually put forward a plan. Even those that are selling legal guns, we call them straw sales, we're going to make sure they're punished. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to sell legal guns in a bad way, we're going to punish you for that. But if criminals are going to get a hold of guns, they should feel real consequences, pay real jail time by ending automatic bail time for them, by making sure there's tougher mandatory sentencing. Liberal Party came in, they took tougher mandatory sentencing out, they were very soft on crime. Bill C-75 they brought in, it was soft on crime. We got to make sure we have a strong policy. You commit the crime, you pay the time. You want to do a firearms related offense, you're going to go to jail, not be outside on bail.
Melissa, what you want to say on this?
We actually have to look at the root cause of this vicious cycle, because throwing them in jail, they'll just come back out of jail and commit the same crime. We have to hit our youth, because right now the programs and services that our youth rely on are being cut. These programs and services keep our children off the street. We need to invest in our programs and services for our children so they don't end up on the street creating these crimes and purchasing guns. Because, yes, you're right, guns don't have a place here. They're not legal here, so I'm not sure why people have guns, but we need to invest in our youth and their families so they're able to take them off the street.
All right, Liberal policies to giving more power to the municipalities to ban the guns or make their own gun policy there. Do the criminals know the boundaries of the municipalities? If the gangs is operating in Toronto, you think they won't be going to the Mississauga or Brampton that, they have different policy there, they have banned the guns there? What's your say on it in 30 seconds?
Yeah, less guns in our system are better. So the more guns we have, and we've had an influx of guns coming into Canada, more guns are getting sold, more guns have been stolen as a result, more guns have been coming over the border in the past. We have toughened up and put more resources, even at Pearson International, we gave them the tools, CBSA, that they need. New dog teams were given as well, and more funding has been provided to RCMP as well. These police forces were gutted for funding in the 10 years of the Conservative government. They need the resources to be able to crack down on the gun smuggling that's happening, and we're giving them those resources. Right. So less guns are better, yes.
Thank you. Arpan, what do you think about this, giving more power to the municipalities to ban these guns?
I think, again, you know, each municipality has their own bylaws and their own system that we're going to deal with it. But the biggest challenge we have, what's in the federal jurisdiction, is the criminal code and looking at the criminal code offenses and making sure there's enough funding. Again, it's a lot of blaming, a lot of 10 years ago, 15 years ago. That's their liberal track record. But when it comes to actual, you know, cracking down, we have a plan. By just announcing funding generally, in Brampton, we're not getting much of that funding. They can't put a dollar value on that. When we're elected, we're going to actually send that money directly to the Peel Regional Police and other local municipalities so they go out there and actually crack down those gang crimes. Right. Again, criminal code's federal jurisdiction. How many times has this member stood up in Parliament and talked about crime for Brampton?
Thank you.
Once.
Melissa.
And a new Democratic government will stand up for families and their children to keep them off the street and invest in the programs and services that they need. Because right now the programs and services are lacking, and this is why we are have all this violence, gun violence, and the right guns don't have a place here in Canada. So they should be off the street, but we need to make the proper investments in our children and our families so they're able to make the right choices and not be on the streets.
Thank you. This is probably my last question. This question is from Drug Awareness Society. Tharampal Sandhu sent me this question. I'm going to read this question to you, and then we're going to discuss on it. According to a report by the Canadian Centre on Substance Use and Addiction, substance use cost Canadians $38 billion in 2014. After that, they never put out any figures. The latest number available is 2014. $38 billion were spent on it. Why none of the political party is talking about decreasing this cost and allocating saved money to combat issues of crime and substance use? I mean, starting from you, Ruby.
Absolutely. I guess this is a little bit similar to your previous question. Substance abuse, and even if we go back to tackling the issue of marijuana, it was on the rise, right? Our youth were using marijuana more than any youth in any G7 country. We had a problem on our hands, and something, whatever we were doing, or whether it was a Conservative government before or a Liberal government, you know, 15 years before that, what was happening was not working. The system was not working, and it was failing our youth. So what we have done is to regulate the market, especially so that the product that is made is safer and it doesn't get into the hands of young people. Right now, you were finding drug dealers selling in our schools. And if you go to any school, and I know I'd give the parents the courage to ask their children, ask your children how easily and accessible, not after last October, but before last October, how easy it was to get their hands on marijuana. And there was not enough education about it either, right? So the thing we're doing is we're trying to regulate, make stiffer penalties to anyone who sells to young people. The age limit has been put on as well. Just like on alcohol, just like on cigarettes, we have seen a decline with cigarettes over the years. When I was younger, marijuana use was becoming more and more popular, but cigarettes were very popular. And through education, we've been able to curb the use of cigarettes. And we're going to similarly educate our youth to make sure that there are less users, less people that are on substance abuse. And education is the key.
So
when you cut education...
15 seconds for you. Like 2014, it was Conservatives. They bring out this numbers that substance cost was $38 billion. After 2014, we never got these numbers, how much it's costing us now, the people who are using these substances, are how much they're costing to us now.
Yeah, I'd be happy to look into those numbers. I think that's very interesting. It does end up costing a lot, like just like Melissa's been mentioning as well. Root causes are always important, so it's important to have a government that doesn't just get everyone riled up about the end, about drug abuse, but how do we solve the problem to begin with? Because it ends up costing us more in the long run.
Thank you.
On healthcare,
you have one and a half minutes.
I kind of find it disgusting that the opponent thinks that we're riling up support for marijuana use. This has actually destroyed lives in our community. It's destroyed the lives of youth. And, you know, she mentions in the previous part, she was saying that it helps increase taxes and brings funding. But at what cost? If the cost is $38 billion in 2014, what you're doing is you're losing productivity from our youth and from those that are using drugs as well. There's an economic down cost of
it's
actually...
illegal for youth.
Did I interrupt you while you're speaking, miss? Be respectful. Be respectful. You have a time for rebut.
It's illegal.
You have
time
for rebut. You've got 30 seconds.
You got to be respectful. I respected your time. You got to give me time for rebut as well. You know, $38 billion is a huge cost in 2014. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, 40% of youth are being hospitalized now because of marijuana. Edibles are coming out. It's getting very, very dangerous. And the usage has not decreased. Stats Canada number itself shows that it's actually doubled the first-time users. The underground economy that they said will go away is actually booming because they couldn't get this implementation of this program correct. People can't even go over the U.S. border without getting stopped if they have marijuana. When, if you're getting a local dealer selling for $8 and online you're selling for $20, who do you think they're going to go to? The local dealer. And parks, when I go door knocking, people that have houses beside parks are telling me the smell is everywhere. The kids are saying, hey, is that bad grass? Is that bad grass? You're setting up a culture in our youth of drugs. Instead of legalizing drugs, they should be investing to make sure that addictions is being taken care of. That's where the focus should be. Their priorities are all wrong. They're jeopardizing our youth. They're drugging up our youth. They don't have an actual plan for it.
Melissa, you have 1.5 minutes. Please, our listeners are texting that give more time to Melissa. Melissa is not speaking up. Please.
Thank you, listeners. We absolutely do need more attention given to our programs and services because right now they're lacking, and that's why we have an increase in crime, we have an increase in drug use, we have all of these issues that need to be addressed. Once we actually invest in actual Canadians, then they'll be able to make the right decisions and be educated if they are going to smoke marijuana because it is legal now. And if they are using opioids, at least they can have the outlets and the services that they can go to get that support where they're no longer taking opioids.
All right, thank you. 30 seconds for each of you. Then I will ask the moderator that if I...
6 more minutes.
6 more minutes? Okay, then I will ask the next question. 30 seconds for you.
To solve any problem, education is the key. We need to educate our young people, our adults, and everyone in our community about these issues. We can't just close our eyes. That's what we've been doing for so long, is just a come each low and that's it. There's no problem. And I think that is what's been happening. Youth are not allowed to be using marijuana. It is not legal for young people to be using marijuana. And in the Stats Canada report, it showed that the only age group that increased in use were seniors. Seniors, and I can just imagine that it's because of aches and pains and other illnesses that they have, that they have increased their use.
All right.
Dealing, buying from a dealer is not good. And ask the Conservatives, are they going to make it illegal? Are the Conservatives going to make marijuana illegal if they are elected?
Arpan.
So the seniors point you mentioned, medical marijuana was always legal. Those facts are incorrect. When it comes to education, they put the policy out and there's no plan for implementation. Police did not have the enforcement tools to crack down on those driving high, which is happening a lot in our communities. The border agents didn't have a way to tackle that as well. The U.S. was considering people inadmissible to the country if they either invested in stocks or if they had any drug-related crimes. They're talking about, you know, making it illegal. We were the party that voted against it. We stood up against it and said, no, this is not what we want in our communities. We want to make sure there's enough funding to get people off of drugs. That's our party stance, and I'll always defend that.
Thank you.
Unequivocally.
Melissa.
Okay, and Jagmeet Singh is the only leader that's put money towards these programs. We're going to invest $100 million to get our youth off the street. It's going to go towards education. It's going to go towards our programs and services so Canadians can make an informed decision if they do choose to smoke marijuana. If they do are addicted to opioids, at least they know there are outlets where they can seek help, because right now there's no outlets for Canadians to seek help if they have any of these issues.
All right, thank you. The political narrative is all about the gun violence. That's what we are getting now, but not about the crime. All we're talking about the gun violence. What we're not talking much, how we're going to tackle all the crimes. The crime happening against the women, the crimes of selling drugs on the street is a crime. Thefts are happening every day. There's so many other types of the crime that's happening there, and they are again in much, much more numbers than the gun violence. So the narrative I got from all the parties that we're talking about the guns, we're talking about the gun violence, we are not talking how to tackle all different sort of crimes. Please tell me what the policy you have to tackle the crime, not the gun violence. There's all sort of crimes out there. From you.
Okay. Well, I, you know, just like any crime, whether it's gun or whatever crime it is, there needs to be a way to tackle on two fronts. There needs to be a way to tackle the root cause, and that's through social programs, which we have invested heavily in and are going to continue to invest in. And there needs to be a system in place. Like, I know that Mr. Kunda referred to C-75, and that bill, we were able to make it so that the backlog in the court system, we currently had lots of courts that were letting people go off their charges because judges were not getting to the cases fast enough. So we've streamlined our system so that cases can be heard in a more in a quicker fashion, so that all people that are charged of these crimes or cases can be heard and, of course, accordingly convicted if they have done the crime. So having effective court systems are important as well, but there needs to be a synergy between the province as well. A lot of policing that's happened locally is a provincial responsibility, and so there is a role for us all to play in partnership with the province, and that's something I do pride myself in. I have good relations with my city councillors, with the provincial members as well, and I'm going to continue to make those relationships even stronger going forward so that we can work together to tackle these problems.
All right. Arpan, Brampton North, like Brampton Peel Region, if we talk about the Peel Region, the crime is on the rise against the women's thefts, almost 3,500, 4,000 thefts every year in the Peel Region. Vehicle thefts, almost 4,000 or 5,000 vehicle get stolen from the streets there. There are all sort of crimes.
I think we all
know
the
kids are getting alluded to by the gangs there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the guns, the guns, the guns. There's a lot of other ways the crime is being committed. What your policy will be, what your passion will be, how to stop these crimes.
If you look in the last few years, we've definitely seen an increase in crime. And when I go door to door and I'm knocking on doors and I look up, a lot of houses now have cameras installed at their homes because they lost that sense of security. We look at cargo theft happening as a huge issue as well in the trucking industry that has been stripped by that. We look at daylight robberies of jewelry stores happening in our riding.
Yeah.
It's sad to see that because it all comes back for me to the rule of law. And our listeners know that this is a big issue, and each government had their 4 years of their time to actually act on it, and there was not much action on it. My biggest thing is that when I'm elected, every single day you're going to see an MP in Ottawa that's fighting up and speaking up for our issues. The member here spoke about crime in Parliament in question period once, only because I brought Andrew Scheer to the soccer center to discuss crime happening in our community. Before that, there was no attention. So when she says I call her a part-time MP, it's because the issues have not been addressed in Parliament. And this is a huge issue because our sisters, our mothers are telling me we don't feel safe going for walks in our community anymore. So more has to be done, whether it's looking at social programs. We've actually committed to increasing our youth crime prevention fund by at least 25%, while it's making sure there's a police infrastructure grant program, which gives local polices more funding, while it's making sure there's tougher sentencing for criminals. It's about putting victims' rights ahead of criminals, and right now it's the opposite. When it comes to judges, we should be appointing enough judges to make sure that those are having a fair trial and going through the process and are actually having an issue on that.
Thank
we don't
you.
See that.
Melissa.
So I do agree. Social services we do need to invest in. But on top of that, we know that people can't find affordable housing. People can't find good paying jobs. That is one of the leading causes why we have all this crime on the streets. We need to invest in good quality jobs for Canadians. We need to invest in affordable housing for Canadians so Canadians aren't forced to do crimes on the streets and end the vicious cycle that's currently happening right here in Brampton. And we're seeing it every day.
All right. Thank you. And do you need 30 seconds for the rebuttals, or be okay?
Absolutely. Supports are important, again. And I've spoken many times, whether it's in committee or in the House, about issues that affect Bramptonians. And I'm going to continue to make sure I do. It's very easy for someone to say that we're going to do all of these things. In proof, we have put over $100 million every single year in the last several years towards crime issues, towards addressing the root cause, to give to organizations to support our young people. Right now, we're looking at a work-to-rule strike with the teachers. What do you think that's going to what's going to happen on the streets even more? When our children don't have extracurricular activities to go to, there's more young people on the streets. Supports, conservatives have constantly cut supports and cut funding to our youth.
Thank you.
Again, it's the blame on others, not on themselves. They have a failed record when it comes to this. They're pointing fingers. They're looking at other governments. You know, she talks about working with other governments, but now she's actually criticizing the provincial counterparts. So, you know, when we win, I'm going to actually sit down with all three levels and have an actual relationship, not just in words. We're not going to criticize each other. We're grown-ups. We're going to work together, make a plan, and get things done. This is an issue that affects all of us. I live in the riding. I'm from Brampton North. I'm born and raised in Brampton North. When I grew up in the M section, we used to leave our bikes outside, garage doors open, front doors were open. Nothing ever got touched. But nowadays, you leave your car on for 5 minutes, like you mentioned, it's gone to the winter. Winter's coming up. So we're going to actually have make sure we crack down on this, not just talk, which we've been seeing for the last 4 years. You know, I have the experience. I worked on the inside. I know what happens on a federal level, provincial level, and municipal level, and make sure we'll get things done.
Thank you. Alyssa?
So we've had 4 years. We've had 4 years of Liberal government in Brampton, and we've had the last 10 years of Stephen Harper and the Conservatives. Conservatives just cut, and the Liberals have just neglected us. It's time that we have a voice that will actually speak up for Brampton and get real action and real results done. Because all of this back and forth, it isn't solving the real issue, where we need more services, we need more affordable housing, we need better health care. We need people to have good quality jobs at the end of the day for all Canadians so we can all live a great life.
All right, thank you.
Okay, this is actually, we are getting some messages and people are complaining that maybe we are not giving enough time to NDP candidate, but it's
we
not from our side.
We are giving enough time so to Melissa Edwards.
But so, Melissa, I think to those listeners, we can give you 2 extra minutes if you have any question for the fellow candidate.
But we're coming up to that segment now. We're done with our questions here. Melissa, you have 5 minutes to question these candidates and get the answers. So use your 5 minutes now. Don't, give up early.
It's not from
our
side.
All the listeners are saying that probably we are not giving you enough time. So we're giving you the enough time.
Okay, thank you so much. And my question is for Ms. Ahota. Brampton is facing a healthcare crisis. We hear it every day when we're knocking on the doors. And they're sick and tired of not having a fully functional hospital. They're tired of hallway medicine. They're tired of more broken promises by the Liberals that you had 4 years with. What did you do with your government to fix these issues? How many times have you risen in the House and asked and demanded for better health care and hospitals for Brampton North? There was 3 years where we had the Liberals in provincially. We had 4 years with the Liberals federally, and we've seen no results. People are still complaining as I knock on the door daily.
Okay. So 2 years ago, our health minister renegotiated bilateral deals with all of the provinces and territories to increase supports given to the province. We used to have transfers at a 3% rate of the GDP, and now we've increased it to 4.1%. That money constitutionally goes to the province to administer health care. The province then decides how to divide up that pie. I know that the province right now is trying to rejig things and try to figure out how they're going to divide those resources up, but we have increased, and I want everyone to know, we have increased the support to the province of Ontario to deal with health care, and we're going to continue to do that as our population grows. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer has promised to transfer at the rate of 3%, which would result in a cut of $1.5 billion in transfers that has currently been negotiated already by the Liberal government. So we're going to stick to the 4.1%, and we're going to increase on top of that. I'm definitely stand with you in support of another Brampton hospital. I would love another Brampton hospital to be built, and I'll do whatever that is needed by the province to help support that initiative. But I cannot get up in good faith and say that the federal government can impose its will on the province and tell them what to build, where, and when. So our role is to transfer support and funding to the province so that they can administer health care.
It's your time, Melissa. You ask Arpan, you want to say something, you want to, you know.
Okay, well, I just want to say that.
We won't interrupt you, it's 5 minutes your time.
Yeah. No problem. Ms. Ahura, so you had all three levels, because we had a mayor that was a liberal, we had provincially, it was liberal, federally, liberal. Why is Brampton always being left behind? We have hallway medicine. Hallway medicine. It's a first world country. We have people that are waiting a long time to see a doctor. But when I knock on doors, people are saying that they have to go to Georgetown or Orangeville for care. And they live in Brampton. This hasn't been addressed. And why have we been neglected? And why haven't you stood up in the House to at least speak to this?
I agree with you. I think the funding given to the LHINs, Brampton has been short-funded, and Brampton should have been funded more by the province. I agree, and the province should be doing that. That is, our role is to give the province the supports that they need, and we have been giving the supports they need. And in addition to that, I have stood with the city on every matter and every project that they have brought to the federal government. I'll continue to work with the city, with the province, on the supports they need. The province has not come to us to ask for more than that. I mean, we have increased. They asked for more funding. We gave them more funding. I think the province should be, they have elected MPPs. Those MPPs should be bringing it to their premier to make sure a hospital is built. Under the previous Liberal government in the province, I can say that there was an increase in beds. I did see that we did open up Peel Memorial again. Of course, there's more need than that. So now the MPPs, whoever they are, whether it was the previous ones or whether it's the ones now, they must advocate to get even more beds and even more funding available for Brantonians. And we'll continue to give the support that's needed at the federal level.
So when you had all three levels, though, how come it wasn't addressed? You have Peel Memorial Urgent Care. It is not a full-service hospital. We have one hospital for 600,000 residents.
There was an increase in beds, and we gave the funding that was asked for, and we're going to continue to give the funding. So the federal government cannot dictate, and even in that case,
even if you see the need, I'm knocking on doors, and people are telling me that they're being served medicine in a hallway. That should not be right.
There is 100% a need, but you cannot lie to them and say, yes, the federal government will ignore the Constitution and we'll just step over toes and say,
I think you should have done more.
What is going to be instituted? So we will continue to give all the supports that the province needs. And even with the funding that has been given to the police forces, we gave 65 million. Only 11 was initially taken. And I'm glad that they've taken the other 54 million. This is historic. No federal government has given funding of this
kind.
Thank
you. You have 5 minutes over. Now, Arpan, you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? You know, the Liberal Party has been going around talking about this job creation that they've done. But you know, when I'm meeting with residents of Brampton North, when I'm meeting with Canadians who have gone through university and now looking for job, employer opportunities, when I'm speaking to parents. And, you know, we've seen in the past few months there's been a lot of closures happening in Brampton. Brampton's unemployment rate is 8.3%, a lot higher than the youth. What are you doing for Brampton for jobs? You know, where are these jobs going? Because definitely not coming to Brampton.
So one great announcement, now that I've been given the opportunity, over 1.1 million jobs have been created in the last 4 years. And that's more than in the previous 10 years of the Stephen Harper government. So that's more jobs for Canadians. And Bramptonians work all over. And so an increase in jobs benefits those that live here. At the federal level, we impose federal policies for the country. We're making sure we're investing in sectors that are growing. And after we saw the cancellation by the Doug Ford government of the Ryerson University that was coming to Brampton, I sat down with Ryerson and got a good understanding from them about what they wanted to, what they envisioned here in Brampton. So they envisioned a cybersecurity university that gave out specialized degrees, one of a kind in the country. And we said, okay, we want this investment to stay here. How can we work with you as a university to bring jobs to Brampton? And so they said a part of the vision was a cybersecurity hub. We invested money in that cybersecurity hub along with RBC, along with Rogers. That cybersecurity hub is now open in Brampton. That's over 790 jobs that are estimated to be created through this cybersecurity center. And we're hoping that Doug Ford feels some shame and does approve the university as well, because only he has the ability to approve that university, and that our MPPs will work with us and get this vision off the ground.
There's a lot of rambling. There's a lot of rambling going on, not the answers to the questions.
You can talk in Punjabi if you
want to know about jobs in Brampton. That's jobs in Brampton.
What I want to talk about is when the carbon tax came, we have 900 manufacturing jobs, companies here in Brampton. Our plants are closing. There's a real sense of anxiety at the Chrysler plant. There's a real sense of anxiety from our trucking industry. And, you know, you have not done anything for our community in Brampton. You have not spoken up about these issues. We have plants that are closing in our community. Our kids are actually leaving for other provinces and other jurisdictions. And we have not seen that leadership from your side. But I'm going to move on to the next question. You know, when it comes to transportation, when we had a conservative government, we invested in something called the Zoom bus, which a lot of our community is using. Ever since your party's been power, we haven't seen much investment. You talked about $11 million in electric buses. $11 million for electric buses, and you talked about 23 new buses. Why are we not getting our fair share when it comes to transit funding? When we made the gas tax transfers permanent, it was, you know, we look at the LRT in Kitchener-Waterloo, half our population. When we look at Scarborough, they have a $3 billion investment. How come we're not getting infrastructure projects here in Brampton, especially for our community?
Yeah, I'd love to talk more about this too. So just like the Cybersecurity Center, which created more jobs, we've given funding to AI technology. MDA is a big facility here in Brampton. They've been able to grow jobs as a result. We have aerospace engineering companies here in Brampton that have profited through the funding that they have received from our government. Transit, Brampton Transit has also benefited under a Liberal government. They've received electric buses. They've received regular buses. Those submissions that were made to us at the federal level, we approved. And what I'm very proud of is we've worked with the city, and all projects that have come to us have been approved, even the ones that were stalled. Once Doug Ford was elected, once the Conservatives were elected provincially, there were some projects that funding was pulled away because there was a portion that the province was supposed to pay, a portion that the feds were supposed to pay, and they pulled their part out. And what we did? We went in and we paid for their part as well. Now, how do Bramptonians feel about that? Because at the end of the day, it's the same taxpayer, right? Yeah. So the province should be lifting their weight. This was the first time we had to deal with this. Every project that has come to us from the city has to approve projects. I want people to understand this, that the projects come bottom up. The city has to approve them, and then we approve funding. So we have approved all projects that the city of Brampton
thank
has
you,
brought
Ruby,
to
and
us.
I got 20 seconds. Can I quickly?
At 2:45, we have to wrap it up for a very important announcement at 2:45. So we are running out of time here quickly. 1 minute each candidate, and that's it. We're going to start from Ruby. We cut short on your 5 minutes. You got 1 minute.
Absolutely. I wanted to tell all of those that are listening today that I've been working hard over the last 4 years, and I want to carry that work forward. I know that a lot has been done in 4 years, but there is more to do. We want to support our students that have been neglected. We've seen the contrast. We have seen the contrast now, and I think there's probably no need for confusion. We've seen that supports have been taken away from our students from the provincial conservatives. What we have done is the complete opposite. Just yesterday, we announced that students will have up to 2 years to pay their loans back. And if they're raising a family, they have up until the time their child reaches the age of five, or up until the time they have a job that is paying them at least $35,000. We're going to be increasing OAS for our seniors. These are things that lots of people have been asking for. Middle class families, 9 out of 10 families in Brampton North, have benefited through the supports we have given. They have more in their pockets today than they did under Stephen Harper and the Conservatives.
Thank you.
We're going to continue working for them.
Arpan, one minute.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank the association for doing such a great debate and having a healthy discussion. It looks like my colleagues are auditioning for an MPP job, not for a job of a member of parliament, who always blaming. The choice is very, very clear. We've seen the last 4 years. We have a lot of issues in our community that are coming up, and we've seen a failed approach, a failed leadership. And I always say, quite often, politicians forget who they work for. They work for the taxpayers. So that's my pitch to our communities. Look, every single day, you're going to have someone who has experience, who's worked with all three levels, who's not just going to point fingers, blame others, play divisive politics, but it's actually going to fight for our community, because I'm not just fighting for you, I'm also fighting for my family who lives in Brampton North. So for us, us. This is an actual movement to make sure that our youth have the jobs they need, that our immigration system is fair, compassionate, and orderly, not the broken system that we've seen. So we're going to make sure that crime is on top of our agenda to make sure that, you know, our citizens feel safe. And the most important thing is we're going to get things done. You're not going to see me blaming others. Every single day, you're going to have a public servant in Ottawa who's fighting for Brampton and Brampton's fair share. We've seen Brampton get left behind for far too long. It's our time to get together and make sure we have a strong leader at the Ottawa stage. Thank you.
Thank you. Melissa, you got 1 minute.
I'd like to thank the Canadian Punjabi Association for having us all here. This has been a great discussion, and I'd like to thank my opponents for putting their names in the hat to run. This is great. It's been a great gift to live in a robust democracy, and we should all be thankful for that. For decades, we have both the Liberals and the Conservative government in Ottawa that have not lived up to their promises. They haven't worked for you, but they have been working around the clock for the biggest companies and their lobbyist friends. But I'm in this for you. New Democrats are in this for you. I'm asking for your vote because I'm ready to work hard for this community and fight for the things that matter to make life more affordable, to tackle our healthcare crisis, to tackle our housing crisis, to make life better for all Bramptonians. By sending me to Ottawa, I can promise you that you will elect someone that will always be on your side.
Thank you. Pawan.
Thank you. Aur sare candidates da bahut bahut dhanwad jehde apna keemti time kad ke studio de vich aaye aur apne jehde khaas jehde ji unna de apni gallan batan sare sade srotte naal sanjhi kitiyan aur main same Jagdish Garewal hona da aur Harjinder Gill hona da vi bahut bahut dhanwad karda jinna ne ek bahut achhi debate nu carry on kita aur ek wari fir ton saryan da bahut bahut dhanwad aur jehde sade srotte sade naal jude hoye ne unna da vi assi bahut bahut dhanwad karde ha Canadian Punjabi Broadcast Association de vallon saryan di srotyan da aur sare hi jehde ਤਿੰਨੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਫਿਰ ਤੋਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਔਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਚਰਨਜੀਤ ਬਰਾੜ ਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਜੀ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਉਣਗੇ
ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਦੋਸਤੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਨੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਰੱਖੇ ਨੇ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ 'ਤੇ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਪੋਲਿਸੀਜ਼ 'ਤੇ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਸਮਝ ਆ ਕੀ ਅਪਰੋਚ ਆ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਦਾ ਸਿਲਸਿਲਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਾਰੀ ਰਹੂਗਾ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਨੇ ਪਲੈਟਫਾਰਮ ਮੁਹੱਈਆ ਕਰਵਾਇਆ ਪਾਰਟੀਜ਼ ਲਈ ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਹੋਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਗਦੀਸ਼ ਗਰੇਵਾਲ ਹਰਜਿੰਦਰ ਗਿੱਲ ਰਾਣਾ ਰਣਧੀਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਜਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟਰ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੁਐਸਚਨਸ ਨੋਟ ਕਰਵਾ ਦਿਓ ਅਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਫਿਰ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖਾਂਗੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਪੋਂਸਰ ਤੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਕਾਫ਼ੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਨੇ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੁਨੇਹੇ ਉਸ ਰੂਪ 'ਚ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕੇ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਕਾਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੋ ਮਿੰਟ ਲਈ ਔਨ ਦਾ ਏਅਰ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਪਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਸਪੋਂਸਰ ਦੇ ਸੁਨੇਹੇ ਦੇ ਦਈਏ ਜੀ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖਾਂਗੇ ਜੀ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੇਨ ਸਪੋਂਸਰ ਮੈਡਮ ਨੀਤੂ ਵਿਰਕ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਲਿਟੀਗੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਹਰ ਲੋਇਰ ਨੇ ਜੀ 905-799-9800 ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਹੈਗਾ ਜੀ ਕੋਈ ਪਰਿਵਾਰਕ ਝਗੜਾ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਨੇ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਦਾ ਝਗੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਸਪਾਊਜ਼ਲ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਅਜਿਹੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੇਸਾਂ ਲਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਡਮ ਨੀਤੂ ਵਿਰਕ ਨਾਲ 905-799-9800 'ਤੇ ਤਾਲਮੇਲ ਕਰ ਲਿਓ ਰਾਜਕਲਸੀ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰਨਾ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਵੇਚਣੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਖਰੀਦਣੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਨਵੈਸਟਮੈਂਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਭਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ 416-566-2075 ਰਾਜਕਲਸੀ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਆ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਦੀਪ ਗੋਇਲ ਜੀ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਆਟੋ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ 647-278-5003 ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਆ ਜੀ ਔਰਾ ਕਿਚਨਸ ਵਾਲੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੋਹਣੀਆਂ ਕਮਾਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਿਚਨਸ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਸਟਮੇਡ ਕਿਚਨ 905-673-2872 ਸਮਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਰਹਿ ਗਿਆ ਬਹੁਤ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਾਫ਼ੀ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਵੇਖੋਗੇ ਕਿ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਗਰਮ ਆ ਅਤੇ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇਤਾ ਲੋਕ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਦਸਤਕ ਵੀ ਦੇਣਗੇ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ੇ ਖੜਕਾਉਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਝਿਜਕਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੱਖ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਸਿਆਸਤ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਸਿਆਸੀ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਫੈਸਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪੋਲੀਟੀਕਲ ਲੋਕ ਨੇ ਰਾਜ ਕਰਦੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਆ ਅੱਜ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਆ ਅਤੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਸਰ ਆ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ 2-4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਣ ਲੱਗਦੇ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਚਾਬੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਥ ਆ ਜੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੱਤਾ ਸੌਂਪਣੀ ਆ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਜਵਾਬਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਝਿਜਕਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ੇ 'ਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਦਸਤਕ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਟੋਕਰਾ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਰੱਖ ਦਿਓ ਜੀ ਪੁੱਛੀ ਜਾਓ ਸਵਾਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਭੱਜਣਾ ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਭੱਜਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਣਾ। ਖੈਰ ਰਾਣਾ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਵੀ ਜੁੜ ਗਏ ਨੇ, ਇੱਕ ਦੋ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਾਂ ਮਾਈਕ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਨਹੀਂ ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਮੇਨ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਦੇਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ, ਬਾਕੀ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ 'ਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ।
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੇਨ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਜ ਦੇਣਾ ਉਹ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆਇਆ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਹੈਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਅਤੇ ਸੁਪਰ ਸਟੋਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੁਡ ਇੰਟੈਰੀਓ ਸਟਰੀਟ ਅਤੇ ਸਟੀਲਸ ਦੇ ਇੰਟਰਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ 'ਤੇ ਹੈਗਾ, ਇਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਐਗਜੈਕਟਲੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਇੱਥੇ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਐੱਲ ਆਰ ਟੀ ਦਾ ਸਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਣ ਜਾਣਾ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਕੇਅਰ 1 ਤੋਂ ਲਾਈਟ ਰੇਲ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਪੋਰਟ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਤੋਂ, ਇੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਰੇਲਵੇ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਐੱਲ ਆਰ ਟੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹ ਐਂਡ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਹਾਈਲੀ ਡੈਂਸ ਏਰੀਆ ਬਣ ਜਾਣਾ ਜੀ। ਇਹ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆ, ਕਾਫੀ ਦੇਰ ਤੋਂ ਉਡੀਕਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਕਈ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ, ਪਰ ਇਹ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆ ਜੀ। ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਕੰਪਲੀਟ ਹੋਣਾ 23 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸਾਈਨਮੈਂਟ ਕਲੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ, ਅਤੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਟਾਵਰਸ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਹੋਊਗੀ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਰੂਮਸ ਗੈਸਟ ਰੂਮਸ ਵੀ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਜੀ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਖੇਡਣ ਲਈ ਥਾਂ, ਜਿੰਮ ਵਗੈਰਾ। ਇਹ ਰਾਈਟ ਔਨ ਸਟੀਲਸ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਇਹ, ਬਸ ਇਹ ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ 150 ਮੀਟਰ ਦੂਰ, ਅਤੇ ਉਰਲੇ ਉੱਧਰ ਈਸਟ ਸਾਈਡ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਈਸਟ ਸਾਈਡ ਨੂੰ 150 ਮੀਟਰ ਦੂਰ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਟਾਊਨ ਹਾਊਸ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਬਣ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ, ਖਾਲੀ ਥਾਂ ਪਈ ਆ, ਉੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ। ਹਾਲ ਦੀ ਘੜੀ ਸਿਰਫ 200 ਯੂਨਿਟ ਦਾ ਟਾਵਰ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਹੋਇਆ, ਪਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਟਾਵਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੇਖੋਗੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆ, ਹੌਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਆ, ਕਾਫੀ ਦੇਰ ਤੋਂ ਉਡੀਕਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਧੜਾ ਧੜ ਵਿਕ ਜਾਣੇ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਟੀ ਵੀ 'ਤੇ ਇਹਦੀਆਂ ਐਡਵਰਟਾਈਜ਼ਮੈਂਟ ਸੁਣੋਗੇ, ਪਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ 50,000 ਏਜੰਟ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਏਜੰਟ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀ, ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਲਉਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਗਰੰਟੀਡ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੋਲਡ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਂ। ਮੇਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ 647-384-36 647-384-36 'ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ, ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕੌਂਡੋਜ਼ ਆ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਨੇ। ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ 2 ਮਿੰਟ ਲੈ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਜੀ, ਸੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਮਾਈਕ 'ਤੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਓ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰੀਏ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੌਂਡੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਉਮੀਦ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਚੰਗੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। ਸੋ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੋਡਕਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਔਰਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੇ। ਸੋ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਜੀ, ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੇ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸੇਮ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੋਡਕਾਸਟਰ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਹੋਣੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਚੈਨਲਸ ਨੇ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਰਦਾਰੀ ਟੀ ਵੀ, ਪੰਜਾਬ ਟੀ ਵੀ, ਹਮਦਰਦ ਟੀ ਵੀ, ਸਾਂਝਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਅਤੇ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ, ਸੋ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਰਣ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ। ਸੋ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਹੋਣੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਸੋ ਉਹਦਾ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਰਣ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਚੈਨਲਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਵੇਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਆ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੋਡਕਾਸਟਰ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜੀ। ਸੋ ਸਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਥਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ 28 ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਆਊਟਲੈਟਸ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਨੇ, ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਇਹ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਕਰਵਾਈਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੇ। ਬਰਾੜ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੱਸਿਓ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ।
ਬਹੁਤ ਹੌਟ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਰੀਅਲ ਸਟੇਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਮੈਟਰ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਆ, ਹੁਡ ਇੰਟੈਰੀਓ ਸਟਰੀਟ ਅਤੇ ਸਟੀਵਜ਼ ਦਾ ਇੰਟਰਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ, ਉੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਕੌਂਡੋਜ਼। ਇਹ ਇੱਥੋਂ 407 ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਾਲ ਹੈ ਜੀ, 410 3 ਮਿੰਟ ਦੀ 4 ਮਿੰਟ ਦੀ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਆ ਜੀ, ਅਤੇ 401 ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ 6-7 ਮਿੰਟ ਦੀ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਆ। ਇੱਕ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਟੋਰੋਂਟੋ ਨੂੰ ਥਰੂ ਸਕੇਅਰ 1 ਅਤੇ ਐੱਲ ਆਰ ਟੀ ਦੇ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਏਰੀਆ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਉੱਥੇ ਕੁਨੈਕਟ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਜੀ। ਪੋਰਟ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਤੋਂ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਐੱਲ ਆਰ ਟੀ ਚੱਲਣੀ ਆ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਇਸ ਇੰਟਰਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲਾਈਨ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਐਂਡ ਕਰਨੀ ਆ ਜੀ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, 23 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਬਣਨੀਆਂ ਨੇ, 23 ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 2024 ਕਹਿ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ। ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਹਿ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹ ਇਸ ਏਰੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਹੈਗਾ। ਤੁਸੀਂ 7-8 ਕਿਲੋਮੀਟਰ ਰੇਡੀਅਸ ਤੱਕ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਘੁਮਾਓ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਨਵਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿਸੂਗਾ। ਬਾਕੀ ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਨਾਲ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ 30-40 ਸਾਲ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ, ਉਹ $1800 ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ $1900 ਇੱਕ ਬੈੱਡਰੂਮ ਦਾ ਰੈਂਟ ਆ ਜੀ, $2200 ਦੋ ਬੈੱਡਰੂਮ ਦਾ ਰੈਂਟ ਆ, ਅਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ। ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ, ਸੁਪਰ ਸਟੋਰ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ, ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਦੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਾਲ, ਇਹ ਤਿੰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਲੇ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਹੈਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ। ਬਾਕੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਟਾਵਰ ਹੈਗਾ ਉਹ ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 1.5 ਸਾਲ ਬਾਅਦ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਹੋਣਾ, ਉਦੋਂ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਫਰਕ ਪੈ ਜਾਣਾ। ਮੈਂ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਕਹਿ ਰਿਹਾ ਜੀ, ਗਰੰਟੀਡ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜੇ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਲਓ ਜੀ। ਨੰਬਰ ਮੇਰਾ 647-384-36 ਹੈ, 647-304-36 ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਐਗਰੀਮੈਂਟਸ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਨਾ, ਇਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ 10 ਡੇਜ਼ ਕੂਲਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਪੀਰੀਅਡ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਤੁਸੀਂ 10 ਦਿਨ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਬਦਲਣਾ, ਬੈਕ ਆਫ ਹੋਣਾ, ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਈਨ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ 10 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਸੁਵਿਧਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੈਕ ਆਫ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਦਲ ਵੀ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਆਪਣਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਛੋਟਾ ਕਰਨਾ। ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਲ ਨੇ, ਪੇਮੈਂਟ ਸਟਰਕਚਰ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੈਗਾ। ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ 1.5 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਦਾ 20% ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਪੈਸੇ, ਉਹ ਦੇਣੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ 1.5 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿੱਚ, 1.5 ਜਾਂ 1.5 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿੱਚ। ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ 6473008436 ਮੇਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ, 6473384436। ਛੋਟੇ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ, ਇੱਕ ਬੈੱਡਰੂਮ ਡੈਨ, ਦੋ ਬੈੱਡਰੂਮ ਡੈਨ ਅਤੇ 3 ਬੈੱਡਰੂਮ ਵਾਲੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਨੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਮੈਂ ਰੀਮੈਕਸ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲਿਸਟ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਜੀ, 6473384436 ਮੇਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਆ। ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ, ਬਹੁਤ
ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ ਜੀ। ਸੋ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਪੋਂਸਰਸ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਸੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਔਰ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਢੰਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸਪੋਂਸਰ ਦੇ ਸਹਿਯੋਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਕੰਟਰੀਬਿਊਟ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਲਈਏ ਕਿ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੀ। ਕਾਰਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ਾ ਲਾ ਸਕੋ ਕਿ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਵਧੀਆ, ਕਿਹੜੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ 4 ਸਾਲ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਰਸਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੋਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਰਗੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਉਹ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਦਿਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੋ 3 ਵਾਰੀ ਫੋਨ ਆਇਆ ਸੀ। ਸੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਭਾਈ ਆਪਾਂ ਬੁੱਧਵਾਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ 'ਚ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ, ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹਾਂਗਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਮੋਰਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲੈਣੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਪਾਰਸਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ 6474054568 ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਬਰਾੜ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਜੇ, ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਬੜੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਜੀ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ ਨੇ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਇਨਵੈਸਟਮੈਂਟ ਵੀ ਪੈਸੇ ਲਾਓਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਘਾਟਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈਣਾ ਜੀ।
ਪੁਰਬਾ ਰੈਨੋਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਦੋਸਤੋ, 6474782210 ਪੁਰਬਾ ਰੈਨੋਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਆ। ਬਾਥਰੂਮ ਬਣਾਉਣੇ ਨੇ, ਹਾਰਡਵੁੱਡ ਫਲੋਰ ਲਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ, ਘਰ ਦੀ ਰੈਨੋਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ, ਪੇਂਟ ਜੋਬ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ, ਪੁਰਬਾ ਰੈਨੋਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ 6474782210 ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਨਮਿੰਦਰ ਖੋਸਾ ਜੀ, ਵੰਡਰ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਲੇ, 6476643000 ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਹੈਗਾ ਜੀ। ਅਤੇ ਵਿਪਨਦੀਪ ਮਰੋਕ ਜੀ, ਮਰੋਕ ਲਾਅ ਆਫਿਸ ਵਾਲੇ, ਤਾਲਮੇਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਵੇਚੀ ਖਰੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਲੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਕਰਵਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਲੋਇਰ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਕਰਨਗੇ, ਐਗਰੀਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਸੇਲ ਐਂਡ ਪਰਚੇਜ਼ ਰਿਵਿਊ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੀ ਦੇਣਗੇ। ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਹੋਮ ਡੀਪੋ ਵਾਲਾ ਪਲਾਜ਼ਾ, ਏਅਰਪੋਰਟ ਅਤੇ ਕੁਈਨ ਦੇ ਇੰਟਰਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ 'ਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ। ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਫਿਰ ਜੀ, ਸ਼ੈਲਡਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ, ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੁਪਰ ਸਟੋਰ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਟਾਵਰਸ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਉੱਥੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਪਈ ਆ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ਾ ਲਗਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਜੀ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਹੌਟ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਇਹ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਜੈਕਟ ਉਸ ਏਰੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਅਤੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਹੋਲਡ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰਿਓ ਦੋਸਤੋ, 6473008436 ਮੇਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ, 6473384436।
ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਜੀ। ਸੋ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸਪਰੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਬੈਂਕ ਹਾਲ ਦੇ ਸਹਿਯੋਗ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ। ਸਪਰੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਬੈਂਕ ਹਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ 510 ਡੀਅਰ ਹਾਊਸ ਡਰਾਈਵ, ਗੋਰਵੇ ਅਤੇ ਕੁਈਨ ਦੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਜ਼ਦੀਕ ਸਥਿਤ ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਔਰ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ ਦੱਸ ਦਿਆਂ, 905-793-3458, 793-3458, ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ 905-915-8484 'ਤੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਬਰਾੜ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ ਜੀ 6473-384436, ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ 905-315-8484 'ਤੇ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਇਹ ਸੀ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ, ਆਪਾਂ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਡਿਸਕਸ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਉਹ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਅੱਜ ਦੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ। ਸੋ ਤੁਹਾਡੀਆਂ ਫੋਨ ਕਾਲਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਬਿਜ਼ੀ ਨੇ, ਪਰ ਹਾਲ ਦੀ ਘੜੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ। ਸੋ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ, ਘੱਟ ਵੱਧ ਬੋਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ, ਅਗਲੀ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਤੱਕ ਰੱਬ ਰਾਖਾ।
Adnan Bashir of Cityscape and Buzzmax.ca present Living Legend Ustad Rohak Fateh Ali Khan live in concert. On Friday, October 18th, 2019 at Roy Thompson Hall, Toronto. For tickets and sponsorships, call 416-989-8555 or visit roythompsonhall.com. Another mega event by Digital Media Limited and Hum Television Network.
खरीद फर्नीचर रास्ते से, ना लेना सूट डॉलर मार्ट से, ना पीना बासी कॉफी अच्छा लगता नहीं, ना बनाओ इंटर्न को सीईओ, ना खिलाओ फास्ट फूड क्लाइंट को, ना लगाओ मस्त का बॉस को अच्छा लगता नहीं, हमें मिलता है वही जो हम चाहते, यूज ओरिजिनल एचपी टोनर, हर चिंता होगी दूर, 100% रिलायबल, एनवायरमेंटली रिस्पॉन्सिबल, ऑलवेज ट्रस्ट ओरिजिनल एचपी टोनर।
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने। उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे।
SNS लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है। अपने हक जानन लई या सलाह लैण लई आज ही SNS लॉयर्स नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000।
कुछ पल इंसान की जिंदगी में पहली बार आते हैं, इसीलिए आप सिर्फ उन लम्हों को जिए, बाकी हम पर छोड़ दें। 20 साल का वसीत तजर्बा लिए हम हैं वुडबाइन बैंक्वेट एंड कन्वेंशनल हॉल, शानदार इंटीरियर, लार्ज हॉल्स, स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट गेस्ट रूम्स और एक्सपर्ट शेफ्स का अनफॉरगेटेबल एक्सपीरियंस, बनाए आपके हर लम्हे को हमेशा यादगार। वुडबाइन बैंक्वेट हॉल, 30 Vice Regent Boulevard, टोरंटो। बुकिंग और रिजर्वेशन के लिए अभी कॉल करें 416-743-000।